My name's Mike Rowe.
And this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
The rock is fake. The penguin poo is real.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Is this a real job?
It is.
I don't believe it is.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, lobster is fine dining. But what's fine dining to a lobster?
A lobster's a bottom feeder, basically, right? They'll eat anything.
If you want to catch a lobster, speed, right. Discipline, and hard work are all important.
Two at a time.
Come on, nobody likes to show off.
But age isn't.
How old are you?
19.
How old are you?
17.
And they own their own boat.
Then I reach into the virtual mailbag on the Dirty Jobs website, which takes me all the way to fabulous Lake Erie. The lake's a lot cleaner than it used to be, but clean water means more seaweed and a dirty job scooping it out.
So by making the lake cleaner, you made the lake dirtier.
Gives me a job.
And later, there's something else in Lake Erie. Water snakes.
Catch them by hand.
Actually grab them.
I visit a snake lady whose job is studying them. Venom isn't a threat with these snakes, but teeth are.
I hate my job. Oh, God.
So I'm in this restaurant, Beverly Hills, California. Fancy schmancy place, having dinner with some friends. Have a taste for the lobster. So I look at the menu. Maine lobster, $30 a pound. 30 bucks a pound, I say to the waiter, why so expensive? He says, because it tastes so good. Yeah, lobster tastes very good. I know that. But you know why it's really $30 a pound? Because getting it from the bottom of the ocean into the fancy schmancy restaurant is a dirty job.
Step number one, the right bait.
That's herring oil. These are dead herring. That's Rich over there, and this is Stu right next to me. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Good. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Where am I, precisely?
Harrington, Maine.
And according to my hat, Crosby what?
Down East Lobster.
Down East. Now, if you look at a map, Down East in Maine is, well, I guess it's down and to the east.
Yeah.
All right. And that's where the lobsters are?
Yep, just out here a little ways.
Okay. A lobster's a bottom feeder, basically,
yes.
Right? So, I mean, they'll eat anything.
Yeah.
But this is
this is
the stuff.
That's nice.
Now, you say nice. A lot of people in the country would equate nice to maybe a fancy new car or a really snappy outfit, but you see a couple thousand dead herring. This is nice.
This is nice.
You realize the smells.
It's just like perfume to me, you know. Now, Mike, if you want to, you can take that plug out for me.
This plug?
Yep, the bottom one right there.
All right.
Oh. How's that, Mike?
That's nice. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that has a little funk to it. But that's not oil. That's just blood.
That's blood. It's got a little red to it, but should be okay.
The blood will do that.
Just pull on it.
I'm salting the herring now to help more blood come out faster.
Pull it back, Mike. Don't be scared of it.
Don't be scared of the dead herring, Mike.
No, they're not going to bite you.
No, I'm sure they're not. A lot of times people at home will wonder if there's an actual odor attached to a site like this, and I can assure you that there is.
That does have a little color to it, but that's good.
Does the smell ever come off of you?
No.
No.
This is all part of the reason why lobster's 30 bucks a pound in Beverly Hills.
That's right.
This is just like standing on an ice skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want that one?
Yeah, yeah. Ow.
Oh, jeez.
Watch out for that.
It's only for short, fat guys.
Yeah.
We don't have no problem.
Yeah, we are. We didn't go up. We went out.
Oh,
All right, Stu, what's the plan?
We're going to wash up.
Yeah?
And you're going to get on the forklift.
Whoops.
Pick her up a little higher.
Gotcha.
There you go.
And basically just dump it?
Yeah.
It's a little cleanup. Steady there. This is how we clean the back of the truck. Do it spotless.
Clean.
Harrington, Maine is located on the banks of the Harrington River, about 180 miles from Portland. Rich and Stu sell bait to and buy the catch from lobster fishermen year-round. Our first customers today are Jeff and Steven Strout.
So, Mike, do you want to give up what you're doing and come work for me?
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow at 6. You can count on me. Well, as long as I can start with the job as official door holder, I'll be here. How'd you guys do?
Oh, pretty decent today. Short day.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
Other than the fog.
Yeah, it is foggy out there.
Take your shirt off.
These go in. These are the catch. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Nice. So this goes up and I come back with bait, basically. I get it.
Why don't you use the
Why wouldn't I do that? You know, a smart guy would use the tools.
Yeah. That's why I look the way I look.
So you got this zeroed out?
Yep.
90.
So the tote weighs 16 or so pounds?
90 pounds. Keep them right.
So what's 90 pounds of lobster wholesale go for?
$435 a pound.
$435 a pound.
Yep.
This is the first time money changes hands on the journey to him being a $30 entree at Sardi's. Okay, so that'd be the bait box?
That's the bait box.
Turn it up.
That is the bait pocket.
So you basically make a pocket, fill it with the bait, put it in the trap.
Correct.
All right, so you guys are now baited up. Are you going back out, or are you just going to let the bait percolate there for a while?
We'll let the bait sit until probably tomorrow. Put the boat on the morning and try it again.
Well, I'm waiting for my boat. I'm meeting, who am I meeting?
Jason.
Josh. And Josh.
Big fisherman.
Big fisherman?
Oh, yeah. They catch lobsters.
Good, good. Out in the fog when we come back looking for lobsters.
Coming up.
But when we set it, you want to watch it beat.
Getting my finger pinched by a lobster claw is the least of my worries on this fishing trip.
Get your feet tangled up, you get dragged to the bottom, you're dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then I answer some of your burning questions.
How's the water temperature, Mike?
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, why am I up to my knees in Lake Erie, covered with seaweed? And later, seems I have more in common with snakes than I thought.
Their natural defensive behavior is to bite and poop and squirm.
Mine's not. And what are these guys called?
Jason and Josh.
Jason and Josh. Let's go meet Jason.
Need some help?
No. I'm fine. All right, who's Jason and who's Josh?
Yeah, I'm Jason.
Jason? Josh. Wait a minute. You're Josh.
Josh
in the red, Jason in the yellow.
Yes.
I'm Mike, and this is some herring specially picked for you. You need it all?
I think it'll fit all in there.
Oh, yeah.
Try it all.
Right? Alone again. Who owns this boat?
We, both of us.
Both own it.
You own the boat?
Yeah.
How old are you?
19.
How old are you?
17.
19 and 17. Add them up. I'm still older than them. And they own their own boat. Is this the only boat you own?
No, we own another one out there.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they own another boat.
Yeah.
How long you guys been lobstering?
6 years.
6 years.
It's a lifestyle. I'm just trying to think of all the 17-year-olds I know who were owning a boat and catching lobsters. It's a short list.
Yeah,
always about to cover. Good. Are you worried about the fog?
No. I got electronics tell me where I am.
Yeah? You worried about the fog?
No, I guess not.
You worried about anything?
Not a whole lot. I guess. Try not to. You worried about the fog?
No. Yeah. No, when I was 17 and 19, I didn't worry about anything either.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Now I worry about pretty much everything.
At some points, the Harrington is almost half a mile wide. We're talking serious river here. There are literally hundreds of buoys out here, and it seems like every one of them is a different color. This could get confusing.
So we're here, just like that?
Well, yeah, that's not ours. This one up here.
How do you know which one's yours?
Pink. See, ours are black and white.
It moves quick. So he snags it with a line. He runs it through this thing. What do you call this?
This is a block.
How deep's the water?
54.5 feet.
Four in a trap is good.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the next one might have none. We've pulled, 20-some-odd lobsters out of a trap before.
Yeah.
It depends on how they're running. Slide it back and open it up. Take the bait bag out, lobsters.
There are two traps on the line. Jason will take the second while I help Josh with the first.
Oh, right here. All right.
Let's take the bait bag out. Lobsters, throw the lobsters in here.
They like the herring.
Reach it in and grab it. Yeah, they won't bite.
No, I'm not worried about them biting. I'm worried about them pinching my
finger
off.
That's what I mean. They don't pinch. Grab them. Yeah, reach and grab him, man. Yeah. Two at a time.
Two at a time?
Yeah.
Come on, nobody likes to show off. Look at this guy. He can't be happy about the sudden turn of events in his life. Her life. His life, her life? What are we looking at here? Dang!
Her life. Her life.
Her life?
Yep. See how those are small right here? His first set of... They're thin?
Yes.
Male. They're bigger. See how those ones are thick?
Yeah. Male.
This is a male. That's a female.
Are the females typically bigger?
No.
That's how old
no.
they are, right?
Yeah.
Close the pot. Okay.
Oh, this now we set it. Fire. But when we set it, you want to watch your feet. If you get your feet round in the rope, you're going.
Yeah. Get your feet tangled up, you get dragged to the bottom, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Who dives in after me? Should that happen?
We're just gonna keep going.
You guys like Rochambeau?
Yeah.
Somebody go get Mike.
Oh. Perfect. Okay, now we got a bait.
Now we got a bait. There are about 20 things to do on a lobster boat. If you're not baiting a bag, you're banding a claw, or measuring, or working the gaff, or hauling the pod, or opening the pod. It's fast.
Coming up, how much damage could that do?
Well, stick your finger in there, let's find out.
I learned not to stick anything in a lobster's claw you're not willing to lose. Then I dive into the Dirty Jobs mailbag.
Uh-oh, what we got there?
And find that one of the perks of scooping seaweed is free food.
Hey, we got dinner tonight now. Good eating right there, my man.
And later.
I didn't get bit.
You didn't?
Peed all over me.
And pee isn't the only thing to worry about that comes out of a snake.
Oh, I am absolutely loving in my attempts at forced regurgitation.
Now you're gonna... There.
No! Why are you measuring it?
See if it's big enough. First of all, you put it behind its eye socket right here.
Yeah.
It has to be over 3 1/4 from the eye socket down. See, that's a good one. It's big enough.
And what happens if it's not big enough?
You gotta throw it back. Throw it overboard. There you go.
Hello, big man. You look good. How many wind up getting thrown back?
Too many. Yesterday, we probably threw back as many as we caught.
Sir. A little jumpy. How much damage could that do?
Well, stick your finger in there. Let's find out.
That would explain the rubber bands.
Oh, I've never seen it done like that before.
Well, I've never... It's not done yet. Right under the buoy, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, let me give that another shot.
Snag it. Damn it.
So over the top and back on.
Sure.
Okay. Well, it went from sort of understandably awkward to just blatantly incompetent.
Yeah, you got it that time.
Yep. This is the part where things seem to move real quick.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. And then you grab this one and this one.
Yep. Pick right up out of there.
All right. It's a lot of work for one lobster.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, huh?
Man, oh man. Further explanation as to why they're $30 a pound.
Not a lobster. Not a lobster.
Lobster.
Oh, we gotta throw these off.
Oh, you gotta throw those off first, or?
Let it go! Let it go! It floats!
I lost your gas, man!
We can get it!
Jesus Christ. Damn, you're pulled overboard.
That's good.
These kids. What's the matter with kids today?
Wow.
So anyway, we need a gaff to get the gaff?
I'll just bend over and get it. Oh,
we missed it.
There it is. Floating right there next to the buoy.
We'll get it this time.
Yeah?
I hope so.
All right, well, we'll get a line of three.
Okay.
You try first. If you miss,
okay,
surely one of us will get it. We're not good with the gaff.
Got it.
Fishing for lobster is really about teamwork. You got to know your partner. You always got to know what he's doing. He's got to know what you're doing. Basically, nobody's getting paid by the hour. The faster you move, the more you make. There's a ton of competition. This is what it looks like when I'm not in the way. You're 17, 19 years old. You know, there are parents watching right now whose kids won't get a job or can't get a job. I mean, you've been doing this for 6 years?
That's right.
6 years, Jason?
Yeah, I think 6 years.
What's up with that?
Coming up, after a day of lobster fishing, I thought I'd seen it all.
Good grief, look. Am I seeing things here?
But you won't believe what I saw next.
Are you kidding?
You have questions, I've got answers, which lands me in cold water and seaweed. Just make sure you look before you toss.
An honest mistake.
Nope.
And
nope.
Later. When your job is grabbing water snakes, luck is a relative thing.
Ah, oh, that sucks! We got time for one more pot?
Yeah, there's a last chance.
Last shot at redemption. See if I can grab the thing here. Ah, there we go. Man, this thing has some weight to it.
Yeah.
Good grief, look. Am I seeing things here?
It's a good lobster.
Oh!
kidding?
This is like a dinosaur. Josh, come here. How much would you say this thing weighs?
8 or 10 pounds.
Eight. Yeah?
7 or 8 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're headed back, but me and you. Oh, I got plans for you.
Listen, buddy, I'm not thrilled about this either, but what can I tell you? It's been going on for many, many years. And after all, I'm in Maine. I'm sitting here on the coast. The sun is about to set. It's a beautiful evening, and you're delicious. Now, I know you're big and strong, and you've had a heck of a life, but in the end, I'm bigger and stronger and hungrier. One of us is going in the pot, and it ain't going to be me. I just can't get enough of the mail. I love to get it, love to open it, love to read it, whether in letter form or right here on the Dirty Jobs website. Here's a little letter from Crazy Colleen in Colorado. She writes, "Dear Mike, I know that you get most of your ideas for Dirty Jobs from your viewers. My question is, have you ever been out just walking around and seen someone getting dirty and decided right then and there to do a show about them? It's a good question. And the short answer is yes. It happens all the time. Most recently, up in northern Ohio. And we were walking back to our hotel, and Barsky looked over and saw a guy on the shores of Lake Erie taking these giant mounds of seaweed and throwing them over his head. And we just sat there and watched him and thought, well, either he's crazy or he's got a dirty job. Back in the 70s, Lake Erie was a mess. There was all kinds of surface runoff, and boaters in those days were allowed to dump their poo straight off the boat and right into the water. The ecosystem was in real trouble. Well, today, times have changed, and Lake Erie is a model of freshwater cleanliness, for the most part. Well, this is Joe in the orange shirt and the green algae or seaweed. Joe, what is this exactly?
Lake Erie seaweed, we call it up here.
Can you explain why it seems to be in such a great preponderance around us?
Seaweed grows up in the bottom of the lake. Around this area, at the Putin Bay Harbor, get a lot of boats.
Sure.
A lot of boats.
Yeah.
And the props always chop up the seaweed, boats to top.
Yeah.
Every day.
Never stops.
Never stops. Being a clean lake, clean water, seaweed grows much faster.
Why?
The chemical balance in the lake, just perfect for the seaweed. And you throw in a little sunshine.
So by making the lake cleaner, you made the lake dirtier.
Hey, it gives me a job at least.
The man right? has a job.
The man has a job.
Because the sun now passes more readily through the clean water, thereby exacerbating the growth of the seaweed, putting it in range of the propeller of the boat, which chops it off, which causes you to draw a paycheck.
Perfect. Couldn't say it better myself. Hey, you want to make sure you pull straight up, Mike.
Straight up.
That seaweed gets pretty heavy.
It does indeed.
And we clean up the whole shoreline, all the trash, the empty beer bottles.
What would this harbor look like if you and your buddies called in sick for about a month?
Well, Mike, you ever see a hay field that's just been hayed?
Yes, I have.
I bet you can pretty near walk in the water.
Several hundred pounds of seaweed are pulled out of Putin Bay each day.
I mean, this rake's a lifesaver, but what about the stuff you can't reach with the rake?
That's where it gets pretty interesting. Just be careful there. How's the water temperature, Mike?
It's cool.
Yeah?
It's cool.
Rocky bottom.
Uh-oh. What we got there? Hey, we got dinner tonight now. Good eating right there, my man.
Hey, don't stop on my account there,
I'm
champion.
Working. I'm working, my man. I'll get this over here. How about that?
Seniority makes them cocky. An honest mistake. So here's a really good example of what's going on. Because the water is so clear now, the sunshine can come straight through the surface, and you've got this photosynthesis going on down here. So the seaweed's growing straight up, and the propellers from the boats that come in this very shallow harbor slice it up. So it's like this all through the harbor, and of course it all washes in here. And according to Joe, if you don't stay on it, this entire area, everything we see would be this thick with seaweed. You can walk on it in the course of a week or so.
A week from now, I won't be here. But the seaweed will. And as long as that's the case, Joe will be here too, scooping it out and getting dirty. Coming up, getting bitten by snakes makes you curious.
Why? Stop. Rude.
The chewing. You must be extra tasty.
I don't want to do this anymore.
This is South Bass Island, part of the state of Ohio, in the middle of Lake Erie. Uncrowded and unspoiled, it looks like the perfect place to enjoy the great outdoors. But there are things writhing just below the serene surface. Under rocks, in the water, amid the bushes. Slimy, smelly things with teeth and forked tongues.
They're out there, looking at me. And I'm looking at them. Just a question of who blinks first. Dirty Jobs has given me all kinds of opportunities to get up close and personal with the animal kingdom. There have been ostriches, there have been alligators, dogs, cats, catfish, sharks, of course. I suppose it was only a matter of time until we talked about snakes. This is Kristen. She's the snake lady?
I am.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Your head's under the rock, your butt's in the air. What are you doing?
We're looking for water snakes today.
Why are we doing that?
Well, these are Lake Erie water snakes. They're a state endangered, federally threatened species, and so we're going to monitor the population today, see how many we can catch.
Actually grab them?
Yes, we're going to catch them by hand.
Yeah.
And we're going to put them in these high-tech pillowcases right here.
You're kidding me. This is a facility that has access to a lab.
Correct.
This is the state-of-the-art.
That is the state-of-the-art snake bag right there, yeah.
What exactly are we going to learn, and what are we going to do with them when we get them to the lab?
Well, we're going to go through, we're going to measure them, we're going to weigh them, we're going to scan them with a scanner to see if they're an animal that we've already tagged.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have a tag, we're going to put a pit tag in it.
Yeah.
It's a little microchip that we put under the skin.
A micro.
Yeah.
Right. What's the point?
Well, they're indigenous to the Lake Erie Islands, so Lake Erie water snakes are only found on the islands within Lake Erie.
What's going on here?
That's from a snake yesterday.
This is what you get bit by snakes.
I do. They go out and they forage in the lake for fish.
Right.
And then they typically will come up in here and seek these rocks out for shelter.
So they come swimming in from Lake Erie. Hey, what's that?
That is a Lake Erie water snake.
We're sitting here chatting, and this thing's giving us the stink eye.
She is.
How do you know it's a she?
Body size. The females are generally larger than the males.
And you're going to grab it?
Well, we're going to try.
Where do you grab her?
Well, sometimes you just got to go with whatever end they present you with. So with her head right there, we're going to go try to grab her head.
You're just rooting around under the rock?
Yes.
Do you feel it now?
Oh, yeah. I'm holding her.
You've got the snake. Oh, gee, damn it. Okay.
Lake Erie water snake.
Then she's trying to bite you in the face.
There you go.
All right. Now, is that natural?
Yes, that's natural. That's their natural defensive behavior is to bite and poop and squirm.
Mine's not. Why does it smell so bad?
She's secreting musk on you right now. Mm. Snakes have musk glands.
Musk, they sell it in like the men's department. It's very expensive.
Yes. It makes people
smell sexy.
Yeah.
This
for
isn't
them.
Sexy.
Well, you know, to a water snake, and maybe it is.
They have the forked tongue, which is standard in all snakes, I suppose.
Yeah.
What do they eat?
Primarily fish and amphibians. We have mud puppies here. It's a giant aquatic salamander.
Okay. Man, I'd love to put this in Barsky's bed tonight. The hotel would be awesome.
It's a lot of woman right there.
That's a lot of woman. Is this also rare and indigenous?
No, that's just jewelweed. It actually will cure poison ivy, which you may get later.
That's a rock. Oh. Yeah, there's a snake in there for sure. I see the back of her.
She's got a snake.
Yeah, I got a snake in the hand.
That's good. Yep, just keep working her out.
Yep.
Just like that.
Working the snake.
Nice job.
Alright.
Good job.
I didn't get bit.
You didn't?
Peed all over me.
Oh, look at you.
So you got blood on your shirt and I'm covered with snake pee.
Look at this. Oh, geez, you got a little pee on you there?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mike.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
That's great.
Unfortunate. Every now and then, you get a little pee on you. Big snake.
She coming?
Yeah, but so's Christmas.
Keep some constant tension and just kind of pull.
Right. I've got three fingers around the...
Around the loop?
Thick body of the loop. This is wrong.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got the business end, too.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely got the business end. Ow! Stop.
This is comfortable, though. I'll tell you that. It's nice down here.
She coming? Hey, nice! Good job!
What happened to you? I mean, what went wrong in your childhood? What was it?
It's a nice, big, fat, pregnant female Lake Erie water snake.
How do you know she's pregnant?
Almost all of them are gravid right about now. But, actually...
Would you say they're almost all what?
Gravid, which means that they got offspring inside of them, but she's actually got a nice food item. She might have a mud puppy for you.
How would we know?
Well, we're going to have to make her puke.
What?
We're going to regurgitate her, so we're going to...
Oh, shut up. Are you now truly in the pantheon of made-up fake jobs that have been presented to me over the years? That's got to be near the top.
We got a snake coming in right on the shore.
I see him. Swimming right through
the
water.
So you're going to want to wait until she comes, and then you got to run right at her. Charge.
Run at her, charge at her,
that's
pick
right.
up the snake.
We want to let her get as away from the water if possible.
Yeah.
A little more, because they're quick. She can turn around and be in that water, then we're pretty much out of luck.
So we're pretty much in luck if it goes away. If it doesn't, then I'm out of luck. All right, here we go. Three.
Yep.
Two.
Go.
I'm being bit by a snake. And it hurts.
We got a chewer.
I hate my job. Oh, that sucks. This is the part where you tell me it's not venomous, right?
It's not venomous. Oh. Don't worry.
Ouch.
She'll let go soon. Just kind of, maybe if you let go of her head. Just go ahead, let go. Let go of your other hand. There you go. There you go. That's a good one, Mike.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. Now you can wear the badge of honor.
I knew somewhere you'd have a tattoo. I'm going to need one of those.
Let's see if there's some snakes under here.
Rubber mats like this one are placed by researchers to attract snakes.
Yep.
There you go. Grab it.
I don't want to.
The dark-colored mats absorb light and heat. Attracted by the warmth, the snakes crawl under them.
So sharp. Damn it. Why? Stop. Rude. I understand the bite, but the chewing.
You must be extra tasty.
I don't want to do this anymore. You mentioned something about a lab or another place.
We're going to take all the snakes that we catch today, and we're going to go back to the lab.
Yeah, five. I mean, what are we looking for? One, two, three. I've gotten five in one grab before. It was very exciting.
You got bit one time.
No.
Twice.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And this thing, I got to count like this three. That was insane.
Coming up. Oh, my God. On the way to the lab, I learned that grabbing snakes is about quantity, not quality.
I have three.
Are you kidding?
And later.
Yeah, this is where we squeeze a puke out of her?
Yeah.
At the lab, the way to know what a snake is eating is to make her uneat it.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, my God. This seems so wrong. No.
Don't panic. Just stop. Everything's calm. Snake bite me. Just a snake bite. No big deal.
I have three.
Are you kidding?
No.
Stand up. You are some kind of wacky chick. My lonely little snake.
You redeemed yourself, though. That's good. That's good. Good job. Way to go.
Thanks.
Way to go, team.
Yeah, thanks, thanks. Can we leave now?
We can leave now.
Take me to the lab.
Then let's go back to the lab and we'll do our thing.
Founded back in 1895, the Ohio State University's Stone Laboratory is devoted to the study and preservation of plant and animal life in the Lake Erie region.
All of the snakes that we caught today, we're going to see if they're snakes that we've caught before. If they haven't been caught, we're going to take one of these. This is called a pit tag.
Pit tag, all right.
Pit tag. It's a little microchip that each one of these tags has a individual unique number and letter code. This is just one of the scanners that we use.
Uh-huh.
When the scanner is run over the tag, we're going to use this 12-gauge needle.
We're going to inject this.
We're
going to
inject this just under the skin.
Now, how do you know if any of the snakes we got today don't already have one of these in it?
Well, we're going to scan every single one that we caught and find out.
Now, I'm getting it. We have this tape measure. Obviously, we're going to measure as well.
We're going to measure them. We're going to weigh them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sex them. We're going to see whether they're male or female.
How does that accomplish?
We take a blunt probe, and we place that probe. We slide it gently down the cloaca of the snake, down into the base of the tail. If it goes down...
What's a cloaca?
Well, we're going to see one. It's a snake butt.
You know what? Why is it, in the end, it's either my finger or a piece of steel being manually inserted into the rectum of some unsuspecting animal? Big one?
It's a fairly good size one.
Sure is.
The measure that we take on these snakes is called a snout vent length, and that's the measure from the tip of her nose to where her cloaca is. There's the cloaca right there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you put your thumb right like that.
Okay. Now why?
Gently stretch her out.
Bentley, what was it?
Snout vent length.
Snout vent length. Vent link.
Vent link.
Oh, the vent is another word for the cloaca.
Yes,
I'm looking at 112 centimeters. What do you think?
Okay. We should probably sex her. We'll have you do that. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
You bet.
There's her cloaca right there.
First thing I want to do is maybe get her name, you know? Maybe a bottle of wine, light a candle,
take
something,
her out.
For God's sakes. I got to go right to the probe. Doesn't anybody kiss anymore?
In a male snake... The probe is going to go down into the base of the tail. And that's because male snakes house their hemipenes and their male reproductive organs in the base of their tail. Hemipenes.
Hemipenes?
Hemipenes, yes. And if it's a female, we're going to try to put that probe in and it's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to stop.
I shouldn't force it.
You shouldn't force it.
Right here, right?
Right there. So it's not going in, right?
No, it's not going in. What we have here is, in all likelihood, a female snake.
Very good.
This one's been caught before.
It's been caught before.
Okay, in you
go.
Then
you're going to want to put the lid on so she doesn't get out. Yeah.
Of course I am. Between 6978 and 6981, I'm seeing.
Let's call her 698.
698. Grams?
Grams.
Oh, dear. Did I just squeeze the pee out of him?
Yeah, you did.
That doesn't look like pee.
Yeah.
The snake's... just got a little aliened on me there. What was that?
That was some urates. Remember, you want to hold...
Oh, wait, right.
Easier to hold at the base of...
Right.
Your thumb where the cloaca is.
Can we just say butthole for a while?
We can say butthole.
I mean,
really? Are you more comfortable with butthole?
Are you all cool with butthole? I can't remember... Butthole's okay.
Okay.
It's not a bad word.
No, that's fine.
Individually, it's butt, which is fine, and hole, which, of course, is harmless. Butthole together. I can smell the butthole, but I can't see the butthole. Would you say that's the butthole?
That's the butthole.
I'd be comfortable calling it 105. I think you got a new snake here.
You want to try your handiwork at pit tagging?
I sure do.
See how there's, like, this little ridge? Right along the side of their body there.
Yes. Right.
I try to put it right in there.
Going in.
So you can use like a little bit of a twisting motion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull the needle out. Okay.
Yeah?
Good job. She didn't even bleed. Oh. Put your hand right here.
Yeah.
Push up right there. Feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's some puke.
This is where we squeeze the puke out of her?
Yeah.
This is what I came here for. And the snake doesn't mind this?
Well,
I mean, so
I'm sure they mind to a certain degree.
Right.
I wouldn't like to be squished on and
No.
have my breakfast brought up, but no, it doesn't hurt her, not as long as we're gentle. Are you gentle? Are you being gentle?
Well, I am absolutely loving in my attempts at forced regurgitation.
Keep working it up.
Work it.
There you go. Now you're gonna... There.
No! That's just weird.
That's how we puke a snake.
Now do we get it back in?
No. We're going to now take that puke, and we're going to put it with the rest of the pukes that we've been collecting all year long.
This just gets better and better.
It does. I can actually identify that that's a goby right away.
This is a goby?
It's a goby.
We'll get this off to the lab. Wait a minute, we're at the lab. Sorry. Panic. Ow. Sorry, everyone. Ow. God. Crap. Now there's poo everywhere and I'm bleeding. Covered with crap.
Oh, that smells great.
This is not going well. This one right here.
I think we got no puke in this one.
That's great.
We have lots of poo.
We have lots of poo.
Obviously.
I wrung the poo out of it.
You did wring the poo out of it. Very, very successfully, by the way.
And it bit the pee out of me, if that's any consolation.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Oh.
Ooh. God. Crap. Did it again. We squeezed the poo out of it. We want them to puke and they poo.
Yeah.
Maybe we could try to make it poo and it would puke. It's expanding in my hands. Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Oh! Well, look at that.
That's the remnants of a mud puppy.
The snake pukes are bagged and saved for further study later.
These bags, my mom used to pack my lunch in bags like this.
After having been bitten, peed on, pooped on, and puked on by the snakes, it was finally my turn to get rubbed on.
Well, it comes down to this. If you go to discovery.com right now and suggest a brand new dirty job, my crew and I can keep working and keep dining on lobster, as is our custom. However, if you don't, we will lose our jobs and be forced back on the street. And we'll be dining on this. Our fate is pretty much in your hands.
You hear that? Is that you? Or is there some more?
That might have been me.
Is that you?
That's that burrito. God, there really is crap hanging off that thing in there. I mean, what is that, dude?
I don't know.
That is horrible.
There are no stupid questions, Mike.
Oh, you have no idea, do you? I have a book of stupid questions.
Is that your diary?
The steak lady's kind of funny.
Who's that? Do it one more time.